So, hey everyone, this is Hannah with TheBlueIndian.com, and I'm doing an interview here with Jimmy Brown from Matrimony, and they will be in town in Macon this week. So, hey Jimmy, how you doing today?
Doing good. Yep.
Doing good. Great. That's great. Some people may not be familiar with band, so tell me a little bit about Matrimony, some of how you guys got together, and what your sound is.
We got together. It was me and my wife started the band about a year ago or so, and then we decided to write some songs and record them. So we did that, and then we just had all our friends play with us because all our friends are in bands and so on. And, so it's only been recently, really, in the last 2 or 3 months, where we've actually firmed up a lineup. So we've got a consistent band, and we're all really pushing it. Our goal is to kind of trying to hit about 150 to 200 shows this year, and our sound's pretty much, I would describe it as like indie folk pop kind of music. It's kind of like, more, I don't know, I guess pop songs, but it's kind of folksy instruments and some sing-along parts, and we're trying to introduce a lot more groove into the whole sound, so it's kind of what we're working on these days. We have a guy called Shane who plays bass, and we have a guy on drums called Alex Watson. So all of us we've all played music together for probably years, touring in different bands and recording together and what have you, but we've never actually decided to do something together, that would be our priority kind of thing.
And I know you and your wife were both in bands, critically. Does it feel good to have developed another band, with your wife and other family members? A different feel?
Yeah, it's awesome. All of us, ever since we met each other, we've all wanted to be in a band together. We've all known that we're going to be in a band together someday, but we just never knew the timing of it. And, it's like Jordan would be on the road and Shane would be on the road with other bands and stuff. And every time they would come home, or we would come home from tours, we would just go to a local bar and play together, just because we'd all play together. And even though we're exhausted and everything, we'd always write songs together and just have a laugh, play music. And it's just really natural for us all to play. So it's a dream team.
And obviously, how is it working with your wife and being in a band together with her? Is it great?
It's good. It's obviously you have to try and figure out how to separate your music from your marriage, but because you can't, we're always writing songs, talking about songs, so but ultimately being with your wife all the time is way better than only being with her 20% of the time. So we both love what we do, and it's awesome to be able to do it together.
Most definitely. Do you write your music together, or do you sort of all write your own separate music and come together at the sort of the meeting to finish it all out?
We kind of like to start with our EP. Like Ashley and I wrote that. That was just me and her kind of wrote all the songs. But I would come with a song that's maybe 70 to 90% finished, and then she would touch it up here and there and have some ideas, and vice versa. There's a couple of songs that I wrote completely and a couple of songs she wrote completely, but majority of the time we kind of touch them up together. But now that we've got a consistent band where everybody's investing into it, on a bigger level in terms of commitment, we're writing with them, and so we're kind of, obviously somebody might come with a chorus or something, and then we'll all try and flesh it out. See if we can come up with something together. But so now we're really trying to turn it into more of a collaborative thing between, the whole band, just the two of us.
It's definitely. Do you think that's changing the sound a little bit? Or like you said, you wanted to start bringing in that sort of groove, that little different edge to the folk?
Yeah, it changes the sound, definitely. It just does naturally, but it definitely still sounds like us, but it's weird because we kind of, about a few months ago, we started with me and RC both wrote a song each, and the direction that the songs have taken, it just sounds like Matrimony more developed, and like, and then whenever the band came, it just was, they just kind of fit in perfectly into that kind of thing, and we were even developing that a bit more. So it feels like it was the way we're naturally developing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, it's all the same instrument, and it's like me and Ashley singing. It's we're all, the main goal is just to write songs that are from our hearts, and not to try and force anything, not try and make it sound like anybody else, just to kind of write whatever comes out, and arrange it in a way that people will be able to understand it. And so, I mean, it's definitely growing, like any kind of band would grow.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, like the fact that we're playing with guys that we've played with for a long time, just not in matrimony, it really helps with the writing of it, because everybody has like a common way of thinking, you know, that we're kind of used to. So it's working out really good.
Most definitely. I mean, like you said, you're looking forward to getting out on the road. And how many shows did you say you were going to try to do?
We're going to aim for 150 this year. So far, we've got about 35 booked up until the end of March. So we're on target, definitely.
Most definitely.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're shooting for. We're playing South by Southwest this year, so that's going to stretch us a little bit. You know, we weren't really trying to... as far, we're trying to play regionally to start with, trying to build the band up on a small level and just grow it from city to city. But we're in Austin, so we're going to be playing all the way down there and then all the way back up, and we've got a few offers to play up in New York and Philly and Chicago, so I guess we're trekking up there as well. So things are going really good. We keep getting people asking us to come play, and it's good, you know.
That's what you want, right? Yeah. So what's some of your favorite places to play live, or do you like playing the home crowd at Charlotte? Is that your favorite place?
Well, Charlotte's fun, you know, but just because we know everybody and they all know us, and, you know, it's always home crowd things. It's cool, but I'm trying to think what the fun, actually, you know, the funnest show that we've played that I've ever played in my life was about 3 or 4 days ago at this place called the Full Steam Brewery in Durham, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. There was about 200 people there, and it was our first time playing there. And you know, everyone was dancing, and people were buying CDs, and we just had a great time playing. So that's probably notable for me.
Most definitely. And I know you guys have played festivals and stuff over in Europe as well.
Yeah.
You know, being as you're from Ireland yourself. But do you like the small shows? Do you feel like that fits you guys' sound pretty well?
Yeah, it's hard kind of with the full band playing smaller shows if it's like 50 to 100 people, but because we're pretty loud. But
yeah.
And the more intimate it is for me, the more I can communicate with the crowd and see people. That's what kind of inspires me, is just seeing people, being able to like communicate with people and seeing the reaction to what we're doing. That's awesome, you know. That's what I'm always looking for. But bigger shows, like some festivals that we've played, it's kind of hard to do that a lot of time when there's a couple of thousand people and they're all kind of talking amongst themselves, you know.
Most definitely. Yeah, well, we're looking forward to hearing you making, most definitely.
We're looking forward to it, too.
Yeah.
Are you guys expecting a good crowd?
We should expect a good crowd, you know. Macon's looking forward to it, so most definitely.
Cool.
And you got a great venue. So you guys are working on an album, though, at this time?
We have. We're actually in the middle of recording 4 songs, and I don't know when we're going to release them, but they were meant to be demos, but they're kind of turning out like might actually use them. But I probably could see us trying to release something in the summer again,
yeah,
like we did with our last thing. So it'll probably be just somewhere between June and August where we'll try and put another EP out, and then after that we'll next year probably try and release a full length.
Most definitely. So. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
sounds like everything is going really well for you guys, definitely.
Yeah, it really is.
So you're finding being an independent band is working well for you? Are you guys looking in signing with anybody, or just doing your work?
We've had an offer from a big agency in Nashville, and we have 2 or 3 other big agencies who are interested, and a couple of labels that have expressed interest in us, but I think we're kind of just wanting to make sure we find the right thing out there. You know, there's so many different labels right now that are kind of, especially major labels, I'm kind of scared about signing with somebody if the opportunity came around, just because I think the whole music industry has shifted dramatically. So we're really trying to feel it out and see if we can. We've got a couple of licensing deals coming through, so hopefully that'll give the band enough money to keep touring. Like, our main goal is just to play all the time.
Yeah.
We'll be able to afford to do that. So if we can do that, we think that, you know, if we have our own fan base and we have our own deal going on, that it'll be a lot easier to find the right record label instead of signing with somebody quickly, you know, because they'll have a lot more power over how they control you.
Most definitely.
You know, we're kind of just going to hold out, and if something comes along and we feel like it's right, we'll go with it. If not, we'll keep playing.
What's on your iPod right now that we all should hear that we may have not?
Well, I love a guy called Jay Tillman, Fleet Foxes drummer, and another guy called Nathaniel Radcliffe. We played with him in Ireland, and he's a phenomenal songwriter. Like, it's, you know, I would rate him close to Leonard Cohen, and I guess, let's see. Can listen to these days. See, I always go back to the old favourites like Gillian Welsh, you know, and U2, Jeff Buckley.
Matrimony will be in Macon this Saturday, January 22nd. It's not a show to be missed, folks. It's only $7. Get to see them, Andrew Cruz and the Lions, Space Ghost, and Molly Parton. Show starts at 7 o'clock. We'll see you there.